I'm Ken Rogers with a review of the markets for Thursday, July 15th, where it was mixed in the grains. The right spot was in the wheat trade and mixed as well in the livestock. Weekly export sales data show the wheat bookings for the week that ended 7-8 were at the high end of the guesstimates and a 23-week high. That, as well as weather conditions up north, boosting wheat prices to another day of double-digit gains. Pullback in both corn and soybeans. In fact, soybeans ended weaker today quite a bit. And weekly export sales show that the sales 312,403 metric tons. And that was in line with what the pre-report estimates were. Mexico, the top buyer for some new crop beans this week, so that means China must be not too aggressive. Corn export sales, Japan and Mexico, the top buyers there. And as we look at the livestock trade, cash cattle yesterday at 119 to 124, the bulk at 123 in the north, 120 here in the south. Box beef, 66 cents lower in the choice, 38 cents stronger, though, in the select at the morning report. So a slaughter, 360,000 head, so that is in line with what is expected. The pork trade, kind of a mixed day there as we look nearby, lower, but in the out months, a little bit higher. Chinese state data shows pork production increased 36% year over year from the January through June time frame. All right, let's go to the board. September corn down 4, 564 and a quarter. December down 2.5 at 556 and a quarter today. August soybeans down 5.5 at 1447 and a half. November down 3.25 at 1380. The August soybean meal down $6 at 362.70. August soybean oil up $1.09, 67.31. Those vegetable oils stronger all throughout the trading months. Wheat, as we said, double-digit gains. September, Chicago up 17 and 3 quarter today, 672. December up 16 and a half at 678 and 3 quarters. September, Kansas City hard red wheat up 12 and a half, 640 and a quarter. December up 12, 650 and 3 quarters. Mixed day in the livestock. October live cattle down 25, 126.52. December down 12, 131.80. The August feeders up 42 at 157.37. October down to 161.20. The August lean hogs down 80, 104.30, but October up 17 at 89.40. Everything lower in the energy trade, natural gas, gasoline, crude, heating oil, ethanol, gold, and silver, both higher today as well. The financial markets have been a mixed bag, and the last check, the S&P up 6.50, 4357.30. The NASDAQ down 148.25, 14743.50. And the Dow down 26, 34790. That is a review of the Thursday, July 15th markets. I'm Ken Rogers.